Let's go ahead and do one more before we go to lunch. We'll get a report and possible discussion on legislative update. Beck Brune.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, Beck Brune, Government and Customer Relations Manager, and I'll be very brief, but I did want to give you all a little bit of an update about what's been going on down in the Capitol building. First, touching on what are widely considered to be the major state issues before this legislative session, the budget. Basically, where we are right now is that the House has passed an appropriations bill. The Senate is expected to pass their version of the appropriations bill sometime this week. In short, the House version actually spends about $23 billion less than the current budget does. That's about a little over a 10% reduction. The House also passed a measure that would allow for about $3 billion of the rainy day fund that currently has about $9 billion in it, for $3 billion to be spent towards shoring up the current two-year budget cycle. On the Senate side, what we're hearing is that the numbers that the Senate is not certainly not where the House is when it comes to the total amounts, and obviously they're going to have to come to terms at some point in time. But the governor and the speaker have made it very clear on the record that they do not wish to use any more rainy day fund towards balancing the next two-year budget, whereas the lieutenant governor and the Senate has signaled a little differently. So a lot of folks are saying that means we're going to a special session, which, you know, that could be true, could not be true, but. The point being made that we're certainly not quite there yet. On redistricting, as you're probably aware, the state legislature is charged with redrawing state and Senate districts as well as congressional districts and state board of education districts after the census numbers come out every 10 years. There is a base House map that has been presented by Chairman Solomons on the House Redistricting Committee. What that map proposes to do as it stands right now is pair 8 existing districts. So you may have 8 current existing incumbent representatives running against another 8 current members should they both try to run for the next election. Those 8 pairings create 8 new districts, and what you're seeing based on the numbers is what you would probably expect is that the areas that are getting paired are less populated or less growth areas. Versus otherwise, and those new districts being placed into areas where there's been much more population growth. There's not a Senate map that's been made public yet, at least one that's been debated, but we've only got 42 days left this session, so I would expect it to come out pretty quickly. Lastly, on the major issues, sunset review, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality as well as the Water Development Board underwent a sunset review over the interim. The recommendations from those reviews are rolled into sunset bills. They make their way through the process this session. The TCEQ bill is actually set to be heard on the House floor tomorrow. The Water Development Board sunset bill has made it out of, it originated on the Senate side. It's made it out of committee and is set to be taken up by the full Senate. Could be today, could be any day now. Next slide. Just some bills that have some BRA specific interest that I wanted to bring your attention to, and a couple of these you may have read about in your GM updates over the past few weeks. But just real quickly, House Bill 611. When this bill was originally filed, we read the effect of this bill as saying that we as a governmental entity could not perform what was defined as commercially available services on property that we do not own or lease. We read that as saying that we could not operate a number of wastewater treatment plants that we currently operate. Fortunately, the author of the bill, Representative Murphy from the Houston area, was very welcoming and hearing our concerns and wanting to address those concerns. The bill that passed out of committee as a substitute to House Bill 611 does, we read it as allowing us to continue to perform the functions that we do and operate those facilities as we do right now moving forward. So we believe that our concerns were accommodated there. House Bill 1198 was filed by Representative Keffer and its companion Senate Bill 754 by Senator Birdwell. We've been calling this the BRA Doc Fee Reimbursement Bill. Basically what this bill asks us to do is to reimburse doc fees in the event of a drought that would render a person's dock useless for whatever period of time those conditions continue. We've talked to the bill authors on both sides and expressed concerns we have with this legislation that For one, it would be very, very difficult for us to administer. The bill language as it stands right now doesn't clarify exactly when we have a drought, what that looks like, or how exactly we go out and sort of go peer by peer and figure out who's got it bad, who doesn't have it bad, and how that all plays out. So we've expressed those concerns, and also simply the cost that would be spread out amongst our entire system should we have to continue to monitor and reimburse from time to time for that sort of thing. So annual revenues through dock fees, and the bill's effective on all three of our BRA-owned reservoirs, PK, Granberry, and Limestone. It's about $750,000 annual revenue derived from these dock fees. It was explained to me that for every $300,000 of added expense or cost, that could adjust the system rate that we sell water for by a full dollar. So, for example, the city of Georgetown could have to spend about $30,000 more in water every year should we have to reimburse dock fees, in theory, in a worst-case scenario at one of those lakes. Last on this list, Senate Bill 1132 by Senator Hager, and I'm going to let John Hoffman talk this more in detail when he gets up and gives us Allen's Creek a talk here in a little bit. And for the directors that came down and testified last week, you heard Senator Hager reference this bill. But what this bill does is it does push back the timeline for commencement of construction at Allen's Creek Reservoir. Currently, our permit says that we have to have it, or construction has to have commenced by 2018, and this bill moves it back to 2025. Yes, sir?
What is the possibility of 1198 passing? Do they understand the problem, or are they determined to pass it?
I can't speak for the author's offices, but as where it stands right now is the bill has not been heard in committee. Both bills were filed. They were referred to both the House and Natural Resources Committees, and to date, neither has been scheduled for a hearing in committee. I mentioned we're getting pretty late in the session. Certainly, over the next few weeks, a bill could still pass out of committee and continue to make its way through. But that's where we stand today. Next slide. Just lastly, some legislation I wanted to point out that relates to the state water plan. SJR 3 by Frazier, and a companion of this was filed by Chairman Ritter on the House side in a little bit of a different form. One of the water development boards, basically their number one legislative priority is that they're out of money, or they're up against the debt ceiling for the amount of debt that can be outstanding through their programs. It's been said in committee that they've really only got about $200 million left of several billion left, and if the legislature does not take some sort of action to either expressly say they can have more than they're really what has become a very important function for them would be no longer. What the Evergreen Bonding Authority does is it says that they would be able to continue to issue bonds. They could have total outstanding bonds of $6 billion. These are self-supporting bonds, so that as bonds are retired, it frees up space for them to go back out and continue to borrow or to loan. Separately, HJR 137 and 138 by Chairman Ritter, he's filed legislation that seeks to fund the state water plan. And this is not a new issue. It's one that the previous legislators have tackled. To date, a legislature has not been able to come to and agree upon a dedicated revenue stream that would continually fund the state water plan. Chairman Ritter has really gone a step beyond. He's filed legislation that seeks to identify a specific source, but his feeling is that, if the legislature can't decide, then we're going to put it to the voters of the state to tell us what to do. And that's the language here that I put up here from the proposed resolution that would be take the form of a constitutional amendment on the upcoming November election should this resolution pass, that says very clearly that the legislature by general law shall provide for the imposition by the state of a fee or tax, the proceeds of which must be deposited to the credit of this new fund that would basically fund the state water plan. This is a departure of what has happened to this point, and it's a pretty bold statement, or would be a bold statement by this legislature to say, you know, we need to stop talking about it, and the voters need to tell us to do it. On the flip side of that, I would say that there's some risk here. Floating a constitutional amendment that has the words fee and tax in it, you know, that could be pretty dicey. So stay tuned to that. Next slide, please. This is the bill I mentioned that the chairman is still trying to find and pass a dedicated revenue source. And these are the three options that were laid out in committee this past week. These are not new options. They're from a list of a larger list of options that we've seen and that have been brought up before. But the chairman still very much wants to make it a point to try to get this done. They include a tax on bottled water. Currently, bottled water is exempt from sales tax, so we would be removing the exemption and then dedicating that money towards the plan. Tap fee on water supply connections and a water use fee on retail utility customers. That pretty much wraps up what I wanted to bring forward. If anyone has any questions, yes, sir.
What is the dollar amount of the fund that they're trying to establish for this permanent year to year? You know.
Well. If you're looking at the dollar tag on the plan, when we're talking billions of dollars, I can't think offhand of what the plan, the 2012 plan as it exists right now, or as it's soon to be passed. I want to say they're trying to come up with anywhere from about $150 million that could be used towards debt service every 2 years. So that there's a pool of money, a continual pool of money that can be dedicated towards paying the debt service on those bonds, so that the project can be funded that way.
Anything further for Beck? Beck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
At this time, let's go ahead and break for lunch. Meet at 1 o'clock back in here. 45 minutes. 45. Okay. So